Now, back to today and a story from Korea, where it's still common for the men to call all the shots. But on a small island off the Korean coast, there are villages where the women are in charge. This, thanks to a group of older female divers who have fueled the local economy. Heidi Shin has that story.
I'm on a boat with a group of Korean grandmothers, but it's not a cruise ship, and there's no shuffleboard in sight. These elderly ladies, they've just put on their wetsuits and goggles. They've been eyeing the waves, and they're about to jump in. They're known as hanyos, and they freedive for things like abalone, conch, octopus, and seaweed. For centuries, they were actually the breadwinners for their families, and even the economic engine of Jeju Island. Hong Kyung-ja started diving when she was just 12 years old. Now she's nearly 70.
해녀들이 바닷속을 다 알고 일기예보도
Hanyos, we know the inside of the ocean. And the weather, we know it better than the weathermen. We can predict how the waves will form by the blowing of the wind.
Hanyos dive without oxygen tanks. They can hold their breath for up to 2 minutes at a time. And then when they reemerge, they whistle to release all the carbon dioxide from their lungs. It's a technique called sumbisori. The women bob up and down in the frigid water for up to 4 hours at a time. Each year, a few don't reemerge. So the divers often sing this song. It's about the hardships of Hanyo life when they're heading out to sea. These women are tough. They shove me out of the way so they can haul their catch of dangling octopus on board. But when the boat races back to shore, they shed their goggles for wide-brim floral sun hats, and they seem to turn back into little old ladies with wrinkled faces. Hanyos have been called Korea's matriarchs, but I think they're more like Korea's first working mothers. Kyungja's mother left her babies in baskets on the beach while she went off to work.
When my mother came from the sea, she nursed my siblings. And she put her babies down to sleep by the fire pit while drying her harvest of seaweed beside them.
In the 1950s, there were nearly 30,000 Hanyos. Now their numbers are dwindling. There aren't even 4,000, and most are quite elderly. Commercial fisheries and tourism now rule the island's economy. So the divers have sent their own daughters to college to work in the cities. And the daughters aren't really keen on their mothers continuing to dive, given it's such dangerous work.
My daughter, she tells me to stop, rest at home. But if I just stayed at home, I'll get depressed. In our diving group, we have an 81-year-old. When I see her, I think I can do that too. It's better than being a burden to my children to earn my own keep. Don't you think?
I join the divers at the Tarijang. It's the bathhouse where they weigh the catch that they sell collectively, and they shoot the breeze. They gripe about their husbands, brag about their grandchildren, and talk about their doctor's bills.
We put our lives on the line together, so there's a deep understanding between us. We are friends, and we're sounding boards for each other. And if someone forgets her undergarments, another diver will even say, "Here, use mine. Wear mine."
Kyungja says she's been happy with her life as a Hanyo, though she does have some regrets. For one, she left school just after the eighth grade.
I wanted to study more, but I've been a Hanyo for 55 years now, and so I lived a good life, I think.
Kyungja takes immense pride in her work, and she mourns the end of the Hanyo tradition. She wants to teach her 8-year-old granddaughter to dive, not so she can make a living, but so the work of the Hanyos won't be forgotten. The two squat outside the courtyard gate of their home, sniffing piles of seaweed from the day's catch. The little girl asks, "Grandma, so what do I need to do to become a Hanyo?"
할머니, 어떻게 하면 Hanyo가 될 수 있어요?
할머니 따라다니면 할머니가 다 가르쳐줄 건데?
Her grandmother replies, "Just follow me around, and I'll show you everything." For The World, I'm Heidi Shin, Jeju Island, South Korea.